الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن نبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله بعثه الله رحمة للعالمين بشيرا ونذيرا، فصلى الله وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، dear respected brothers and sisters, I'm sure all of you are following the news. Obviously, when we talk about the news, people immediately think about what is happening in Syria. May Allah Jalla wa'ala help them. And what is happening in Palestine, may Allah Jalla wa'ala help them. May Allah Jalla wa'ala help all Muslims. Amen. Definitely we need to be concerned about that. Definitely, without a shadow of a doubt. The Muslims are one ummah. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً as Allah Jalla wa'ala says. However, my dear brothers and sisters, I'm sure maybe what draw your attention, as it draws the attention of so many people these days, yeah, in particular yesterday, and maybe in particular youngsters, they know about it, because my children, yeah, were the first people, or were among the first people to highlight this, that there were 6 stabbings that took place in London in 90 minutes. And the news confirmed that there are more than 50 people killed in London since the beginning of this Gregorian year, 2018. And some commentators say that even this number is bigger than the number of people killed in New York. I don't know whether that is accurate or not. But they say more than 50 people to be killed in around 3 months, which means that on average 15 plus people are killed just in London every single month. And according to one of the MPs, he said, I have been an MP for more than 18 years. I have never heard of such violence taking place in London. And just a few days before that, obviously, the 3rd of April is not about the April Fool, but it is about Punish Muslim Day. And everyone was talking about it. My dear respected brothers and sisters, now if we think of all of this, and it is very unfortunate that some of the 50 plus names that were mentioned, okay, the victims of murders in London, many of them are Muslims, many of them are in Muslim areas. And they were involved in gangs, and mainly because of drugs and other things. I don't want to highlight what is the government is doing about this, because everyone is talking about the role of the government, what the government should be doing, whether there is conspiracy or there is no conspiracy, and whether they are highlighting it as they highlight so-called terrorism, as they say, or they are attacking Sadiq Khan because he is the Muslim mayor. But we need to understand a number of things, my dear brothers and sisters. Now, many of us might be living and thinking that this is not their country. Why, we don't need to be bothered. We need to be bothered. Whether you accept that it is your country or not, it is your country. Okay, forget about this argument, my dear respected brothers and sisters, but your children go to the school. Your children go to the school. Your children go outside. If they don't feel safe, if you don't feel safe for your children, then what is going to happen? So we all need to be concerned about what is happening, my dear respected brothers and sisters. This is the first lesson that we need to take. My dear respected brothers and sisters, the Muslim is, as the Prophet said, he is like a nahla, like the bee. Whenever the bee falls, it doesn't harm anything. Yes, and as the Prophet said, the bee helps actually and benefits people. And my dear respected brothers and sisters, Allah Jalla wa'ala says about the Prophet وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. and while we haven't sent you except a mercy for mankind. Allah Jalla Ala said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said about the Quran, إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي هِيَ أَقْوَمُ. Indeed, this Quran guides to that what is better. So as Muslims, we have to be concerned about what is happening in our localities. And wherever we are, yes, we should believe that this place is ours, because Allah Jalla wa Ala says in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ كَتَبْنَا فِي الزَّبُورِ مِنْ بَعْدِ الذِّكْرِ أَنَّ الْأَرْضَ يَرِثُهَا عِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحُونَ وَلَقَدْ كَتَبْنَا فِي الزَّبُورِ مِنْ بَعْدِ الذِّكْرِ أَنَّ الْأَرْضَ يَرِثُهَا عِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحُونَ. That we have written in the Zabur after the dhikr means in the books, okay, in the holy books, that the earth, the land belongs to Allah Jalla wa Ala. The land belongs to Allah Jalla wa Ala. So, the land, wherever we are, we should feel that we are part of that land, and we should think of the betterment of that situation in that land. The other important lesson that we need to draw, my dear respected brothers and sisters. Now, first of all, those who called for this Punish the Muslim Day. Yeah? Someone said we should say, and in fact I was writing an article about, okay, punish a Muslim and a non-Muslim day. There is a day where all of us are going to be punished except what? Except the righteous people. There is a day that all of us, whether Muslims or non-Muslims, we are all going to be punished except for who? For the righteous people. يوم نحشر المتقين إلى الرحمن وفدا ونسوق المجرمين إلى جهنم وردا. As Allah Jalla wa Ala said, the day on which what? We will resurrect the muttaqeen to the Rahman, to Allah Jalla wa Ala, as a wafd, as delegates. ونحشر المجرمين يوم إذن. And the mujrimeen, the criminals, whether they are the Muslims or non-Muslims, obviously the Muslims at the end of the day, they will be admitted to paradise. And the disbelievers in Allah Jalla wa Ala, they disbelieve in Allah Jalla wa Ala, so Allah Jalla wa Ala will let them down because they did not submit to him, and Allah Jalla wa Ala will punish them accordingly. Now who is doing that? Who has the right to punish or not to punish? It is Allah Jalla wa Ala. We read in Surah Al-Fatiha. What do we read in Surah Al-Fatiha? I wish if there were, especially our youngsters, respond to this. By saying, what we read in Surah Al-Fatiha, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, what? Maliki Yawmiddin. Who owns the day of resurrection? Who owns the day of punishment? Who owns the day of accountability? One only. No one owns that today. Who owns that? Allah Jalla. Allah Jalla. So, but my dear respected brothers and sisters, and I'm linking this to the stabbing, yes, and this killing and violence and drug culture and gang culture that many of our children are involved in, unfortunately. That when, listen, especially young people, when the person doesn't understand the purpose of life, when the person lives just like this, does not take his life seriously, does not take his deen seriously, does not take his deen seriously, then that is the outcome. The balance, okay, will be disturbed because he doesn't understand what is the purpose of this life. Who owns this life? Who controls this life? What he wants to do? Yes? And it is very unfortunate that not only youngsters are falling into this trap, but many of our elders are falling into this trap. My dear brothers and sisters, I don't want to say to you that many of the Muslims, they are falling into what? Into falling into mental illnesses, depression, anxiety, and so on. Some Muslims are committing suicide. The other day I was passing by, just a few days ago, so the brother, he told me, there is a friend of mine, okay, his cousin lives here, and last month he hanged himself. I said, yeah, I heard about the news like this, okay, that, well, that. He said, yeah, a Muslim, he used to, sometimes he would go to the masjid, but he hung himself, he killed himself. When the person doesn't understand the purpose of this life, when the person doesn't take his life seriously, when the person does not take his deen seriously, when the person doesn't take his deen seriously, then that's what will happen. My dear respected brothers and sisters, Allah Jalla Ala said in number of verses in the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا لَاعِبِينَ لَوْ أَرَدْنَا أَن نَتَّخِذَ لَهْوًا لَاتَّخَذْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا إِن كُنَّا فَاعِلِينَ وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا بَاطِلًا ذَلِكَ ظَنُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنَ النَّارِ وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَأَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. All these verses, what do they mean? We have not created heavens and earth just for amusement, la'ibin, or batila, for nothing. مَا خَلَقْنَاهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. We have created them because of the haq, for the haq, on the haq. And it is not just a, is not just a game, or astaghfirullah al-azim. لَوْ أَرَدْنَا أَن نَتَّخِذَ لَهْوًا لَاتَّخَذْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا إِن كُنَّا فَاعِلِينَ بَلْ نَقْذِفُ بِالْحَقِّ عَلَى الْبَاطِلِ فَيَدْمَغُهُ فَإِذَا هُوَ زَاهِقٌ. Allah wouldn't create something for nothing. Allah wouldn't create something for nothing, for just a joke or no purpose or astaghfirullah al-azim. This is not Allah Jalla Ala. So, my dear respected brothers and sisters, every one of us should take his life seriously. This is another important lesson. We should take our life seriously. We should take our deen seriously. We should take our salah seriously. Our salah. We should take our relationship with Allah Jalla wa Ala seriously. We should understand the purpose of this life seriously. We should think of the Akhirah seriously, of the day of resurrection seriously. If we don't do this, then we will not understand so many things in our life, and many of our youngsters will turn into gang culture. Many of us will fall into mental illnesses. Many of us cannot respond to those who are calling for so-called punished Muslims. And subhanallah, my dear respected brothers and sisters, Allah Jalla wa Ala have sent this Quran as a mercy for all of us. Ya ayyuha an-nas, قد جاءكم برهان من ربكم وأنزلنا إليكم نورا مبينا. يا أيها الناس قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم وشفاء لما في الصدور وهدى ورحمة للمؤمنين. Look at this. Oh mankind, we have sent to you. What? What did we have sent to you? A maw'idha min rabbikum, admonition, a reminder, and shifa'un lima fi sudur, healer to the problems of your hearts. And rahmah, it is a mercy, and guidance, but for those who submit to it. When we say we are not taking our deen seriously, are we, my dear respected brothers and sisters, taking our Quran seriously? Are we taking that? And to be honest with you, my dear respected brothers and sisters, I have to say that alhamdulillah, there is a lot of goodness in our ummah. Wallahi, there is a lot of goodness. It is amazing. And what is happening is amazing, but we have to admit that there are challenges and we have to face those challenges. More people are studying Quran. Now more, you know, I've been invited, I am always invited. Can you come to attend this Huffaz ceremony? Can you come and attend, you know, Quran competition? We want to run that Quran in a circle, or we want to run that Quran school. And alhamdulillah, but we need more. We need more. We need everyone to be engaged in this. We need to understand Quran, my dear respected brothers and sisters, holistically. We need to pass the message of Quran to everyone. And we need to say, whether to Muslims or non-Muslims, If you want solutions for all these problems that we are facing, then the solutions exist in the Quran. Whether now they are thinking, I was reading, and please do Google, my dear respected brothers and sisters, because it is a serious issue. It is a serious issue. And don't wait until this hits one of your children, where you all of a sudden the police is calling you and your son was involved in gang, okay, problems or gang fighting, or he was stabbed, or he got missing, or he was arrested because he was dealing with drugs, or he was doing some of these things. Don't wait for that. Yeah? Don't wait for that. I remember once I gave a khutbah about this, yeah, quite some time ago. And then one of the brothers, he was just complaining, what is the point of this khutbah? Just give us, you know, a solid reminder, but to tell us that to be involved, to be, okay. I was so surprised because I said this is the best reminder. Anyway, subhanAllah, next week, his neighbor was Muslim, his son was killed in Victoria Station. And then he came and he apologized and he said, you are right. I said, Akhi, my dear brothers and sisters, my dear youngsters, we don't need to wait until the problem what hits us. We need to what? To be active enough to try to what? To prevent those problems. Yes? And all of us know that these problems, the solutions for those problems, my dear respected brothers and sisters, lie in the Quran and the Sunnah. But we need to be more attached to the Quran and Sunnah in order to be able to understand the solutions and to pass these solutions to others. I was reading, as I told you, Google about these six stabs that took place yesterday. On one side, in Hackney, there was a demonstration against killing that is taking place in London, and in the meantime the stabbing was taking place just maybe a few miles away, and people were saying, non-Muslims even were commenting on this, yes, the gang culture is rampant now, and it is the we are losing our children, because they don't know what they want to do, yeah. They don't feel the belonging, they don't understand the meaning of their life, they don't understand what they want, they don't have a vision. And that's why they are involved in these things. And not only that, okay, how the youngsters are able or are going to understand that? The elders have to understand this, and then they will be able to pass the correct messages to their children and to the youngsters. I ask Allah Jalla wa'ala to enable us to be among those who can pass these correct messages to our brothers, our sisters, to our youngsters, to our children, and to the wider society as well. Alhamdulillah, hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fihi. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. وأشهد أن نبينا محمدًا عبده ورسوله بعثه الله رحمة للعالمين بشيرا ونذيرا فصلى الله وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. Dear respected brothers and sisters, I was reflecting upon the Quran and I found that the Quran is always encouraging us to think, subhanAllah, to think. In fact, what is the main difference between the human being and the animal? What is the difference? Yes? The only difference is what? The human being is able to think. This is the only difference. And what is the difference between the believer and the disbeliever? That the believer is able to think correctly, away from the influence of wrong desires. And the disbeliever is unable to think without the influence of the wrong desires. Look, subhanAllah, in Surah Al-Baqarah, in Surah Al-Imran, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Ya Allah. Who are Ulul Albab? In the creation of heavens. Look at this, my dear brothers and sisters. My dear youngsters, please don't just live like this. Have no purpose in your life. You do not think. You do not think. No, think. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Signs for those who think. الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. الله أكبر. After they think, this heavens, why it is there? This earth, why it is there? Why am I there? What is wanted from me? What is the end of my life? What is after my life? What is going to happen to me? Am I going to be, I said to one youngster one time, are you going to be young all your life? He said, well, yeah. I said, no, think. I was a young person. What about you? Yeah? You think that you were a child and now you are what? You are a teenager. And you think that days will stop? They will never stop. You will become an old person. So what will happen to you after that? And one time, maybe you will not even, as Allah Jalla Ala says, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يُرَدُّ إِلَىٰ أَرْضَ لِلْعُمْرِ لِكَيْ لَا يَعْلَمَ مِنْ بَعْدِ عِلْمٍ شَيْئًا. In the other ayah, as Allah Jalla Ala says, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يُتَوَفَّ مِنْ قَبْلِ. You might die even before you become an old person. What will happen to you after that? Think. So when the person thinks about what is happening around him, he will say, oh, subhanaka, ma khalaqta hada batila. Oh, ya Allah, subhanak, glorified to you. You have not created all of this for nothing. You have created everything for a purpose. And my dear youngsters in particular, and everyone, my dear brothers and sisters, when you think about your life, you will think about an important thing. Once I saw some young boys, I said to them, what do you want to do? They said, I said, what do you mean? You don't know what you want to do. The person who doesn't know what he wants to do, he is a failing person. You will not find a successful person unless he knows what he wants to do. Even my dear respected brothers and sisters, even the old people, when they are living just like this. The other day a brother was complaining to me about his father. His father is almost 60, highly educated person. He's almost 60. He is a drug dealer. What? Your father? I know his father, a gentleman. If you see him, you will find, oh, he's a drug dealer. Seriously. And he was used to pray, he left prayer. Why? Talk to him. He said, I already spoke to him. Why are you living? He doesn't know. A person at the age of 60 doesn't know what he is living for. Yes, that can happen when the person does not take things seriously. This can happen even to a person who is at 60 years of age. So, when the person thinks and he is looking for a reason for his existence, the purpose of life, he wants to be, and I would like to highlight maybe 10 lines under this, and maybe I will speak, inshallah, one time about it. He wants to be a successful person. How many of you, my dear brothers and sisters, wants to be a successful person or the most successful person? Why do you accept not to be a successful person, whether in this life or in the hereafter? Why do you want to live as a normal person? Just eat and drink and that's it, man. The biggest aim in my life is to have what? To have a house. Look, many people, the biggest aim for them is to what? To have what? Mortgage-free house. Once he has this, now I am happy and relaxed. Allahu Akbar. Yes? Allah Jalla Ala said about the believers and this, that disbelievers, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يتمتعون ويأكلون كما تأكل الأنعام والنار مثوى لهم. The disbelievers, they enjoy their life. They eat, yes, as the cattle eat. But at the end of the day, والنار مثوى لهم. Because this life has a real purpose behind it. It's not just to eat and drink and to have a mortgage-free house or a property or a big property. The real success lies in the Akhirah. But think first and put in your mind that you don't want to be a failing person. You want to be a successful person. أَلِفْ لَا مِيمْ ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيَقُومُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ أُولَئِكَ عَلَى هُدًى مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Allah talks about success all the time, because the successful person, he is the positive person. He knows what he wants to do, and he is always looking for the betterment for himself and the betterment for his society. I ask Allah Jalla wa'ala, my dear respected brothers and sisters, to make us as successful as we should be. Our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to be what? The most successful person. And we should be proud to be the ummah of this successful person. Ana sayyidu waladi Adam. I am the best of mankind, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. We ask Allah jalla wa ala to be inspired by the personality of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by the successful people. We ask Allah jalla wa ala to make us successful people. We ask Allah Jalla Ala to make us among those who take their deen seriously, who take their life seriously. We ask Allah Jalla Ala to unite our hearts, and we ask Allah Jalla Ala to make us the most successful ummah as he wants us to be. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. You are the best nation ever raised to mankind. May Allah Jalla Ala forgive us for our shortcomings.